Everybody, my name is Zach, and I am a sex, love, fantasy, intrigue, and validation addict. I have about 9 months in program, give or take. And it's been a process. I think the first time that I was introduced to any sort of sexual experience, my brother and his best friend locked me and my best friend in a room when I was about 10 and told us that we weren't allowed to come out until we finished. And I didn't know what that meant. And not to skip ahead, but to fast forward to 2023, I was sexually assaulted. I was drugged and sexually assaulted and don't even remember that night happening, which is really scary. And in between those two times was just a lot of boundary crossing and not knowing what love is or rejection is. You know, like I never learned how to trust yeses and took no's personally. And thought that a no meant that I had to change something about myself, you know? And so I feel that I've kind of just been a chameleon in my life. I've gone through and changed who I was to make sure that the people around me were comfortable, and losing bits of myself every day along that journey. And it's really scary, you know? I love music, I really do. I love entertainment as a whole. The first time I ever told somebody that I was in acting classes, I think I was in fifth grade or something, and my friend's dad, when his kids asked, like, oh, is Zach playing football? He was like, no, Zach's in acting classes. And I didn't know what this meant, but it didn't feel good. And so I quit. I was like, well, I guess like sports is the thing that we're supposed to be doing. And so I started playing sports and it was really fun, but I quit band, I quit playing music, I quit going to acting classes, and was just kind of lost, you know? And got back into that about 5 years ago, and it's been amazing, but also with no real compass of boundaries, quickly found myself being intoxicated almost every single day. I've never written a song sober. I've never performed sober. I have no idea how to do that. I'm terrified of it because for the first time in a long time, I found something that makes me feel whole and that I can lose myself in. But the only way I know how to get to that mindset is with drugs and alcohol and sexual experiences, you know. I also started like exploring my sexuality a couple years ago, so that's been a process. And all in all, the craziest thing I feel is like nobody in my family knows any of these things took place. It's all just been an independent journey, and it's really weird to be going to these meetings and share with all of you. You guys know much more about my life than my own mother does, you know, and it was just me and her. She raised me. My brother lived with my dad and then moved out of the state along with my dad, moving to a different state. So it's just been a lot of just isolation and just being by myself and trying to figure it out. And that's a beautiful thing, you know, but friendship and family and being close with people, I think, is necessary in this life, and I've never learned how to appropriately do that. I am not good at keeping friendships just because it means more to me than it does to other people. Like, if I consider you a friend, I go out of my way to try to make sure that that relationship works, and to the detriment of, like, both parties involved, you know, like, I will text you every single day and be like, do you want to hang out today? Do you want to hang out today? And kind of the same thing in relationships, just making yourself overly available for these people. Because when it comes to like boundaries, I will take it as far as the next person wants to take it until there's a no, you know, but I will never be the one to say no. And I have to, because I found myself in a lot of situations that I don't want to be in. And as of late through program, learning how to identify and make conversation and practice these principles in our lives, things have gotten a lot better, you know. I went from being homeless and losing my job, thank you, hear that, losing my car, and ended up moving in with a girl that I'd known for 8 weeks, I think, and ended up living with her for the better part of a year. And at first that was really nice, and then she was like, yo, I think you should go to SLA. And I had no idea what that was. I really didn't. But if it would stop the fighting, then yeah, I'll go. And I went, and I went to my first SLA meeting with my ex-girlfriend at the time. And she was like, what'd you think? And immediately I was like, we can't do this together. If we're going to do it right, if I'm going to actually do this program, like, I can't have my girlfriend sitting right next to me saying these things that I've never told a person before in my life. And it turned into like, well, you're weaponizing SLA now. And I was like, bro, I can't win. And within about 3 weeks of going to program and talking to different people, they're like, you got to end that relationship. And so I did. And I've been coming ever since. I'm on my third step now. And it's been the hardest of my life, given I don't trust anybody. I don't even trust myself, and that's what makes it really hard to trust other people. I can lie to myself for days and convince myself of anything, which is where, like, kind of the fantasy comes in, you know? I've existed 80% of my life mentally, and situations that could happen to the person sitting right next to me, I will view it in a completely different way and make it all cinematic and be romantic about the situation. And convince myself that the life that's being led is completely different than the reality of the situation. And so it just makes it really hard to every day stay on task, because I just switch up in my head so much. And so it's been very nice to sit down and go through the steps with a sponsor and do fellowship and outreach and really just at the base level start getting some structure back, because every 24 hours of my life, I might as well have literally been born yesterday. It changes so frequently. And now I have the best job I've ever had in my life. I have groups of friends that I never thought I would have. Still working on getting back to music. I haven't written a song in two years now. And overall, I am happy. And overall, that scares me so much, because I don't think I've been able to sustain happiness for longer than a week in my entire life. And it's scary. It's scary to do all this work. It's scary to see yourself change. And for me, the scariest part is I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to give this up. Like, I don't want to give up waking up and not being hungover, immediately get intoxicated again. And I can sustain a job, I can live out my dreams if I really put my mind to it. But my whole MO is getting to this moment and blowing it up and having some tragic story to tell the next person of, like, I was doing really well, can you please help me? And at a point, like, you can't live like that anymore. And so I have really, 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 really tried to take this serious, imperfectly. I think that is the key to this program, is knowing that you are not going to be perfect. It's going to be really hard, but there's this thing called God, man. And it's wild, just to share, like, a quick story, I'll hear that and wrap up with this, is, last Christmas, my brother and I went out to see my mom in the desert in Arizona, where she moved to. And on Christmas Day, my brother's dogs got out and ran into the desert. 22 days later, yesterday, my brother found those dogs. And I also was told by the company that I work with that they'd like to have me permanent, you know? And my car broke down, and I got it fixed in 15 minutes. And all of those things happened at once. And I didn't do anything. You know, I sat there, and I talked to people, and I called fellows, and read the basic text and did some journal entries. And when you find how your program like works for you, and something that somebody's always told me in this program is, it doesn't matter, are you happy? And for the first time in a long time, I can say that I am happy. But as somebody else always says, I'm not entitled to my recovery. I have to work for it. And so I'm going to work for it. And thank you for letting me share.